Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Up until Saturday, this was a working dairy farm right here.
It's the best dairy farm in Israel. The climate here is amazing. It's very dry, even it's hot, but it's very dry and it's good for the cow. And actually, this area is the best dairy farmers in the world.
Hey, listeners, it's Mishi. So, as you know, during these incredibly difficult days, we're trying to bring you voices we're hearing among and around us. These aren't stories. They're just quick conversations, or postcards, really, that try to capture slivers of life right now. We're obviously not the only ones doing this kind of work. Go to our website, israelstory.org, for a list of other projects collecting wartime stories and testimonies. In any event, yesterday we heard Moshe Dayan's eerily relevant 1956 eulogy for Roi Rotberg of Nachal Oz. And today we're just 15 kilometers south of Nachal Oz, in Kibbutz Kisufim, where we spent the day with dairy farmers, busy evacuating the local cows. Here's our producer, Mitch Ginsburg.
Okay, we're here in Kibbutz Kisufim, alongside the bombed out dairy shed. Outside the fence, just a few yards from us, are a few motorcycles that were used by the Hamas terrorists who arrived here. And I'm with somebody who's come down to lend a helping hand, very far away from where he lives, and very near the Gaza border.
Hi, my name is Ofer Tamir. I'm from Moshev Nahalal. I usually work out of the country. I'm established and set up an agriculture project in Ghana, Africa, and now in the Philippines. I'm going to build some dairy farm and a greenhouse farm. And this war met me when I'm in a vacation, in holiday in Israel. And I'm not anymore in the age of reserve duty. So we look where we can help to our brother all over the country, of course, here in the Otef Gaza, around Gaza, all the settlement and the kibbutz and the moshav. And they ask us to come to support Kisufim Dairy Farm, because all the team that used to work here in the farm was murdered, killed by Hamas terror. So we are here to come and support, and we're sending all the cow and the heifer to better place that can treat them and give them what they need for better life. Kisufim is like less than 4 kilometers from the border, very close. You can see from where we are standing Gaza, and it's open field, so it's clear, and when you are here you understand what happened here. So from what we understand, day after the attack on Sunday, the farm manager came to check what happened in the farm. So when he entered to his office in the milking parlor, some terrorists wait for him and shoot him. These guys that we see here near us is the manager of the kibbutz. He actually was with him, like a few steps behind him, so he survived. So they called the army, and the army killed the terrorist. But from this moment, all the team, it was six Thai people that used to work in the farm, all of them murdered. So nobody here are able to treat the cow, to feed them, to milk them, to do all the process at this big farm. It's about 600 animal here, 380 milking cow, and another almost 300 heifer in different stage. So a lot of good people from volunteers came and support the farm. And yesterday and today, we are shipping all the animal from the farm. and like one that grow in the dairy farm and understand the language of cow. So we are here to support Kisufim.
And how's the work itself? How's it going?
It's going well. A lot of people, like you see around us, every day 15-20 people came to support us, and a lot of volunteers want to come, and we stop them because too many people is not the right thing. So it's run very well.
It's surprising to me that people would risk their lives to come save cows, but how does it feel to you?
Maybe it's the cow. Yes, of course we care about the cow, they are suffering, but I think it's something bigger. It's everybody want to support here in Israel where he can. Something about Israel, how we protect our borders. We are not just put soldier and army, we put settlement, we build kibbutz and moshav, and we harvest and cultivate the land until the border. And in this way, I think this is the strategy of Israel in the last 75 years, how to protect Israel. So these people, they pay in blood, and we are here, we must support it and them.
Is your sense that the kibbutz will be able to rise back up after this and continue that project? Or is this such a devastating blow that it might not happen?
You know, it's hard to be in the place they are being now. But as I believe, they are strong people, and I don't think they see other way. We must sit here. We must have our government to support these people, because for now, they didn't get the support that they should get. But it's look like nobody will give up this settlement. In 1 year you will see people running here, and it will be back, I hope. And you know that the life is keeping. 20 meters from us people was killed, and we are here with a heavy feeling, but the life must be keep on, and this is the reason that we are here. Support the people that need now our support.
Oh Phil, why don't we go over here? I see this is the dairy shed that was bombed. And unfortunately, I think this is the area where the manager of the dairy shed was ambushed and killed. I saw before there were even like grenades on the ground here, some Kalashnikov magazines. Oh man. And what's this vehicle here that's turned over? The car is flipped over. The windshield is pockmarked with bullet holes. Ofer has a sort of notebook or diary here.
It's some notebook that was in the car with some information, probably for the farm manager.
We should give it to the family though, I guess. Okay. Ofer, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
מכיסופים לאהבתך, מכיסופים לבית שלך. כיסופים לבית שלך, מכיסופים לאהבתך, מכיסופים לבית מקדשך.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.